Hi, everyone. A good Friday morning to you. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Tim Drawbridge. Overall, not that bad of a start to your Friday morning. Yes, a good deal of clouds across the region, but there are some thin spots in the overcast have been allowing some moonlight to shine on through the last couple of hours. That also means we'll get a little bit of sunshine to shine on through as we head through this Monday morning commute. Temperature-wise, we're waking up in the 20s and 30s this morning. First, in and around the Capital District as we wake up, we're sitting at 31. Wake up, if not already out the door. 31 at Albany International, the 32 at Latham, a cooler 26. Good morning to you at North Bethlehem. 32 at Brunswick, 30 at Averill Park. In the Electric City, it's 31, but as you make way into the hills of Schenectady County, it's 24 at Duanesburg. As you make your way down the ADA corridor and into the Catskills, we're sitting at 32 at Oneonta to 33 at Stamford. Sydney, down the ADA corridor toward Binghamton, sitting at 34, but we're in the mid-20s, though, across the heart of the Catskills, specifically Halcott Center at 25, Bel Air Mountain at 26. Making your way back toward the Hudson Valley, Kingston checking in at 28, Annandale as you make your way just in the vicinity of Tivoli, 30 there in northwestern Dutchess County, 29 at Catskill, 36 as you make your way toward Hudson. So we make our way into central and southern portions of Saratoga County. We're sitting at 26 at Saratoga Springs, Bolson Spa at 25, Malta at 26, it's 25 at Mechanicville. Out in the hills of Rensselaer County, it is 27 at Hoosac Falls. Jump the state border into Bennington, we are at 33. Up toward the North Country we go. This morning we're at 25 at Argyle, 24 at the Warren County Airport at Glens Falls, 28 Lakeside at Lake George. It is also 28 at Lake Luzerne. Into the rest of the North Country, the Adirondacks we go. 29 at Scroon Lake, 31 Moriah, 27 at Long Lake, but 37 out Mount Van Hovenburg. So obviously we've got an array of temperatures across the region, some differences in temperature by as many as 10 degrees. So we've got warmer air coming in the mid and the upper levels of the atmosphere, still some cold air down in the valley location. So as we head through this afternoon with increasing moisture coming on in from the west and southwest, we do have the opportunity for some differences in precipitation types. And we're talking about rain showers, some sleet, as well as some pockets of freezing rain. The surface analysis this Friday morning indeed shows the beautiful bubble of high pressure that provided a splendid, sparkling early December day yesterday. Continues to push offshore. We have moisture, mainly in the form of rain showers, some pockets of freezing rain, though, across Pennsylvania, also towards southeastern Ontario. That continues to track northeastward. This all in advance of a cold front that stretches from near Hudson Bay through the Great Lakes toward the Mississippi Valley. But again, this boundary does not push through until the second half of Saturday. Beyond that, we find high pressure across central and southern portions of Canada. And that'll be building in for Sunday. I mean, at least Sunday's dry, an opportunity for a little bit of sunshine, but certainly not a sparkling day like we saw yesterday. A quick review of the climatological data as we went through the 24-hour period back on Thursday, your December 6th. The high yesterday afternoon, just about 3 o'clock in the afternoon at 35. The actual 24-hour low occurred just before midnight last night at 21. Obviously, with the distinct amount of sunshine, the lack of cloud cover yesterday, no precipitation. So the month-to-date quantitative amount for precipitation remains at 38/100, a little bit behind in the pace here, but it's still early through the first full week of December, and obviously no snowfall accumulated yesterday, so the month-to-date precipitation total remains at 7/10. Heating degree units for your Thursday, we accumulated 37 units, the month-to-date total 170, and we are behind the pace as we look back at the last 30 years' worth of climatological data. The normal value for the first 6 days of the month is 192. Again, 22 units behind the pace. The average high-low split for your Friday, December 7th, 39 and 25. The records for today, 65 from 1998, minus 7, the record low from 1901. Sunrise this morning coming up in a bit at 7:12, setting at 4:21 this afternoon. The sun will rise again tomorrow morning at 7:13, setting again tomorrow afternoon at 4:21. And the forecast as we head throughout your Friday, again, we'll see a little bit of faded sunshine this morning, but again, the clouds will continue to thicken on up. Look for rain showers to arrive first across the southern counties late this morning, and continue the north and northeastward track as we head through the afternoon. We will see some pockets of sleet and some pockets of freezing rain as we head through this afternoon, and where we don't get a good steady precipitation going up across portions of the north country and the Adirondacks, there could be some pockets of freezing drizzle up your way. So perhaps a little deceptive in terms of a drive home from work and school up your way later today. A high in Albany today up close to 37. As we head through tonight, rain showers are in the forecast, but still we will deal with some precipitation types, meaning some sleet or some freezing rain still possible, an overnight low down to 33. Now, any sleet or any freezing rain or freezing drizzle on your Saturday morning will trend toward rain showers for the middle of the second half of the day as the mild air continues to stream on in from the south and west. Otherwise, it's cloudy, damp, not as cool as today, with a high for Saturday near 45. High pressure builds on in behind this cold front as we head for Sunday, meaning an opportunity for some sunshine. We'll call it partly sunny, a high of 41. The next system ends up advancing toward the region for Monday, meaning periods of rain and a high of 51. So mild temperature-wise, precipitation wet, not white, not the best thing for the ski lovers, but it looks like once this boundary passes through Monday night, we may have another ripple travel along that boundary, and the timing will be key because if the boundary doesn't push far enough to the east, the ripple moves up along the boundary, we could actually see some snow showers here as we head throughout the day on Tuesday. Forecast highs early next week. Again, 51 on Monday, 37 next Tuesday. Have a wonderful Friday, and we'll talk to you again with the update coming up at noon. From News Channel 13, I'm meteorologist Tim Drawbridge.